Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, I've been getting, my initial back injury happened close to 50 years ago when I was 18. And it's never been rehabbed. It's never been operated on. I've done everything I can to deal with it. And I have my good days. I have my great days. I have problems where I can go several months without any complications, and then all of a sudden it starts acting up, and everything from the waist down just goes kaput. And I can't, if I lose muscle control or nerve control or something like that, that could be dangerous if I drive a car. And what little driving I do with the license that I have now, they're only short jaunts, no more than 2 hours. But I do a couple of five-hour runs a year. This year I'm not doing one of those 2 5-year runs. That's coming up later on this month. I've already cut that out. But, it's just things I got to deal with and decisions I've got to make. And so on and so forth, because biggest thing is what they usually say, quality of life. And I've got people here on my senior campus that are younger than me that are in a lot worse shape than I'm in, and they're in these motorized scooters or things like that, and it's like, geez, you're 15 years younger than me and you're in a motorized scooter already? But I don't want to be that person. I don't even want to walk with a cane if I don't have to. Or a rollator, those rolling walker things, because those things are everywhere around here, you get run over very quickly. But, I'm doing everything I can to stay away from those kind of devices. And if I have to give up driving because of it, because of dexterity, mobility, balance, control, all that stuff, then so be it. But, that's about it for me. And I hear you're going in on the 24th. 24th is your last day. And I was going to say, if you're going in the hospital on the 24th, that's not a good way to spend Christmas. Back to you.